You're listening to the Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, it's time, my family. It's time to spark that third Advent candle, the pink candle, because this week is a little different than the other weeks of Advent. This week is the third week of Advent, otherwise known as Gaudete Sunday. So let's rejoice, which is what Gaudete means in Latin, and get to it. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 6, and verse 10, our psalm response from Psalm 146, verses 6 through 10, our second reading from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, and our gospel from St. Matthew, rolling it out in chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. Love is always on a mission. As we know in Scripture, God is love. And God is always on a mission. What mission, you might ask? To save us. That God's plan of salvation has been unfolding since the apple juice was running down Adam and Eve's faces. He's been wanting to save us, stopping at nothing, sending people into our lives, sending people throughout history with one purpose, and that is to save us for the salvation of all, everyone, those who currently believe and those who do not yet believe. And this Sunday in Advent, this is actually a celebration for us. We change things up a little bit. You'll notice the purple from Advent's meant to help us repent, for us to refocus on God, change our sinful ways. But in the midst of it, the church gives us this pink candle, which is really hard for some of us that are OCD. You know, why the pink? Why not just keep it purple? It's more consistent. It's because we want to pause and remember that, you know what, we're halfway there now. We should be rejoicing that as we are repenting and trying to change our ways, we should also be rejoicing because God is ready to redeem us, to restore us, to reclaim us, to reconcile us, that God is constantly working for our salvation, even if we haven't been. So if this first couple weeks of Advent's been great for you, or maybe it hasn't been so great, maybe your prayer life has been really dead, really arid, maybe you just have not been able to engage spiritually, this is a great time to do it. And rejoice because you still have time to do it. In this first reading, you're going to hear about this desert, this parched wasteland. This is a prophecy from Isaiah, but what he's saying in it, it might sound down and kind of as a bummer at first, but it's a really beautiful thing because what he's trying to remind us is that God is going to reclaim this parched desert wasteland. And from this desert wasteland, he's going to bring new life. If you've ever felt like your prayer life is just arid, is just dying, it's just non-existent and dry, the good news is God can still bring life out of it. But you have to focus on God. You have to believe that he will make your knees strong, that he will make your back strong, that your hearts don't need to be frightened, as you're going to hear in this first reading, that you can be strong, so fear not. In our psalm response, we're going to proclaim God's greatness because the Lord will come and save us from the world, save us from ourselves, save us from damnation. In our second reading from St. James, we're going to hear again, make your hearts firm because the coming of the Lord is at hand. And it's a beautiful proclamation. Yes, make your hearts firm today because Christ is coming tomorrow. It's the perfect Advent reading and response. God is coming to reclaim us, to restore us. And because of that, we should gaudete. We should rejoice. And in this gospel reading, we're going to hear about when John the Baptist is in prison. He's been hearing about everything that Jesus has been doing. I mean, literally, the Lord is providing and proclaiming and doing so many messianic signs that even in prison, John is hearing about it. And he says, go and tell him that the dead are raised and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And he's pointing back to this prophecy we heard earlier from Isaiah. He's reminding us, don't be shaken. There's nothing to fear. The same way you went out to hear John, and he was not some reed swayed by the wind, that he stood firm, you should stand firm. Even in the face of suffering, even in the face of torment or imprisonment like John was in, there's nothing to fear because God is working for your salvation. And that fact means that we should rejoice. So my brothers, my sisters, this week, it's a re-week. It's a time to repent. It's a time to rejoice because love is always on a mission where he comes to redeem. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at LifeTeen.com.